Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. The diamonds in our lives are produced by time, heat, and pressure. We have been evaluating some of the areas in which the way we think, the way we believe may be hindering us from processing these very precious moments of our lives, which are in turn keeping us from who we authentically are. I want us to continue moving in that perspective, in that direction. Are we allowing antiquated voices, whether they belong to us that are coming from our own heads, or whether these are people or experiences that have informed us in a negative way? If they are, we're looking at re-establishing the authenticity of who we are so that we can be who we were meant to be. I want to ask another tough question. Are you a people pleaser? Are you a just agree with it and move on kind of person? Or are you a person who challenges everything and is your go-to response? If you fall into either one of those categories, then I want to address your particular belief system and why you feel that it's necessary to go along with anything and everything to keep the peace. We've been looking at the antiquated voices, not only in our own heads, but those that come to us from generational sources. Were you raised in an environment that in order to appease an authority figure, possibly a parent, possibly, you know, someone else that you felt as though they had power over you? Were you raised in an environment in which you just did what they said to do in order to keep the peace, even if what they were telling you to do was diametrically opposed to who you are as a person? If that is the case, what has that done in stifling the authenticity of who you are? If you had to go along to get along, what did that do to you? What did it teach you? And what do you need to unlearn in order to be who you were created to be? Why did I use the term unlearn? Because any behavior that has been learned can be unlearned. We have to take a moment to live more in the moment and question whether we're doing something by habit, or whether we're doing something that is genuine to the moment that we're experiencing. We've been going through a series of very tough questions. I get that they are. But again, there are some who believe that going back and healing some of these schisms in ourselves is akin to healing that shadow person who is consistently following us everywhere that we go. We can't see it unless we look back, but it is connected to us and it follows us. And people who interact with us at one point or another are going to interact with that thing that is doggedly on our heels, that goes with us everywhere, that we may not be aware of, but that they're able to clearly see from the vantage point that they see us. Are you a people pleaser? Why do you feel that it is your responsibility to say yes when you know that you need to say no? Are you being taken advantage of because others know that you are a people pleaser? Are you experiencing negativity because of this characteristic that you learned? Most children are very, very quick to tell you what they like and what they don't like. And in years past, parents may have felt that this was something they needed to get out of the child. You know, you don't say that to me. Or the for many people's lives, they'd ask, why mommy, why daddy do I have to do that? And the answer was, because I said so. You were very much discouraged from having an opinion, from expressing your thoughts and ideas, because at one point in your life, you didn't have enough information to make an informed decision. But once you get beyond that point, once you move beyond the little child stage, once you have some of your questions answered so that you can better inform your new position of growth and development, and you were yet shut down with because I said so, how many people have given up having their own individual unique thoughts, and they've just taken on the thoughts of those who said because I said so? When we're challenging limiting ideas and beliefs, when we're attempting to get back to becoming, which is a process, and working through the stages of that process, we really do have to look at how we respond to others. Are we people pleasers with yes when we absolutely know we need to be saying no? Or are we those who automatically say no, close the door to any new input and thought simply because I don't want to have to think about it? I'm only going to do what I've always done, and therefore I am assured of what I'm going to get because I'm going to get what I've always gotten. Are you the type of person who feels like you have to fight for everything? Every idea, every concept, everything that you come across is a fight. And therefore, there is no ease in life. Everything is a struggle. Everything is hard. Everything is to be battled out. Is the difficulty level of everything automatically on 10? Or are there things that enter your life that you do not feel that you have to struggle and fight to get? When I'm listing these podcasts and giving them areas of commonality, I usually list the law of attraction. The reason being is that who we are, we pull to ourselves. We attract like a magnet who we are. If you feel as though everything is a fight, everything is going to be difficult, everything is always hard, it's because that's what you're drawing into yourself. When you stop believing that your ideas and your concepts have any innate value, that it doesn't do you any good, therefore it won't do anyone else any good, you're pulling into yourself situations that cause your ideas and your concepts to be negated. Therefore, in order to keep peace, you just say yes, even when the deepest part of you is saying no. Or you automatically give a no answer because it is the easiest answer to come to that will not cause you to have to dig in and find out why. Maybe you're fighting everything because you are entering every arena with your mind set on a fight. What do you know about optimism, and what do you know about pessimism, and where do you fall? Are you optimistic? Are you always welcoming the new concept, the new idea? Or are you always the one who feels as though if you try it, it won't work, you're going to be disappointed? If you're the person who feels that everything is going to end in disappointment, I definitely challenge you to challenge that antiquated voice in your head that has taught you that everything is too hard, that you can't expect anything to change, that if you begin to believe that things will change, you will be disappointed. Challenge that idea. Challenge that concept. It is absolutely not true. You may have to get adjusted. You may have to learn some different skill sets in order to be extremely successful in the new thing. But cutting it off at the root before you ever find out whether you can accomplish it or not is going to be very detrimental towards becoming who you were meant to be, utilizing the situations of your life and turning them around to the positive and making something good out of them. Are you pessimistic? Do you always see the glass half empty? Are you the person who can pick the negative out of any situation? Are you the one who's always ready to turn the light out on a new idea? If that fits you, you must, and I repeat, you must challenge that limiting belief. Determine whether it's a generational influence that has caused you to think this way, or determine whether this is an antiquated voice in your own self that you have to challenge. Once you begin to look at the type of personality that you are, a perpetual people pleaser, or someone who sees the negative in every positive, they call themselves the devil's advocate. Well, let me say this to you now, if you didn't know. The enemy of our souls, the enemy that will continue to hold us down, doesn't need anybody to advocate for them. It's doing just fine. What you have to do, what I would suggest and present to you, is to begin to look for the light at the end of the tunnel and realize that light is not another train rapidly approaching, but that light is what you have been looking for. That light is a change in your environment and in your circumstances and in you that will allow you to have what you've always wanted, what you've seen other people have. That light is what is trying to lead you into your highest and your best. Embrace it and begin to understand that really old saying, if you always do what you've always done, you will always have what you've always had. If you said yes when you needed to say no when you were miserable, if you continue saying yes when you want to say no, you're going to continue being miserable. If you say no before you even know what it is, know that your life will be limited and you'll never walk into that new thing. This is Dr. Anita. Join me next time for a Diamond Moment. Visit my website at www.dranitamc.com. Join me on Wisdom and on Fanbase. And remember, becoming is a process, and that process has stages. You can never be what you want to be if you're held down in fear. Start to do what you wouldn't do, and you will have what you would not have had. Please come back. We're going to continue these tough questions.